The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Scott Suravec from Grinnell Christian Church. He's the guest of the Senator from Benton, Senator Kapoutsian. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Amy Penquite from Algona.
Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for another day that you have given us to serve you and to serve our great state, Lord. And Lord God, I thank you for all the men and women in this chamber who you have put a burden on their hearts to serve the state the way that they do. Lord, I pray today that you would give them peace. I pray, Lord God, that you would give them peace as many of them carry burdens from their home life, burdens from their jobs back home, as well as the burden of their work here. And then, Lord, I pray that you would give them peace today as they work with one another, Lord God, doing what you have called them to do. And then, Lord God, I pray that you would pour out your blessings on everything that they do in this chamber today. May it all, Lord God, be for the glory of your name. Again, Lord, thank you for this day, and we surrender it all to you, to your mighty, awesome power. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Clayton, Senator Breitbach, seek the floor?
For announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Department of Human Rights are downstairs in the rotunda until 9:30 for anyone that would like to go down and meet with them. 9:30 down in the rotunda. Department of Human Rights.
For what purpose does the Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President, for an introduction.
You're in order, Senator.
Though I've lost him, my grandson has joined me in chambers today. I'd like to introduce everyone to John Boyd Sinclair IV.
I don't see any other senators seeking the floor, so the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Democrats will caucus in room 24, and want to wish good luck to the Johnston Dragons, who start playing at 10 o'clock this morning. Go Dragons.
That was out of order, Senator. We'll let it slide this time. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22, and I'd move the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 4th at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Monday, March 4th at 1 o'clock p.m.